Hey guys, this is Tyler, and we're back with the Pod of Desperation, and I have another guest for you today, and I'm going to have him introduce himself. How's it going, man?
And it's going great. Hi, my name is Matt, otherwise that one guy is pissing on Twitter.
Everyone give him a follow.
Yeah, thank you.
How you doing today?
Doing pretty well. Ecstatic to be on here for sure.
How's the bladder doing?
It's holding a lot, and we'll see how far long it can go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you say your bladder's at?
Think about an 8.
An 8. All right, we'll see if that goes any higher from here. Ooh. So we'll just start off with a couple questions. I'm going to ask you a little bit about yourself and your past with Desperation, Wedding, and all that good stuff. And I'm excited to hear your story. The first question I wanted to ask is just simply, when did you discover you were into this?
Okay. I kind of like remember almost when I remember, I think it was about like, 10 years old or 12 years old. Like, there was like, I remember vividly how it started. It was like one day, just like for some reason, I was just like on like YouTube, just looking up stuff, and it was like, I don't know, it somehow shifted into who like videos of like people need to go to the bathroom, like obvious skits. Mm-hmm. And then it just sort of like snowballed from there onwards.
Yep, I get like, that.
developed over time. Like, I began seeking in like in other places. It was mostly for a few years at least on YouTube. Like, it somehow morphed also into like seeing people to piss, desperate to piss, to guys desperate to piss. And I remember there was like a time where I was like interested in like looking up like videos that it's going to sound weird, but that teaches about urinal etiquette. And it was, yeah, it is interesting at there. And like what drew me in that, aside from like guys pissing, was that sometimes the setup would be like a guy would needing to take a piss.
Yeah.
And okay. Then like being taught the quote unquote unspoken rules in a man's bathroom. And it's just like, this is like a little bit ridiculous. Like, I don't think most guys like know or care. They just like go in, piss, and that's it,
and get out of there. Yeah,
get out of there. I don't think anyone is realistically breaking anything, especially how would this apply to things like a bar, you know what I mean, where there's like a bunch of drunk people and also a bunch of full bladdered people,
right?
Like, they don't care.
Yeah, like, especially guys. I mean, we, not speaking for myself, but I know the majority, we can probably agree that are just messy and
Yeah. Well, it's not even that they're messy. It's just that they don't care. I mean, like, as guys, we have the benefit of just whipping it out and just pissing wherever.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, which is, like, I think that's, like, slightly part of the reason, like, we just, like, I don't know, we just don't see a lot of male desperation videos. Because it's, like, most, unlike ladies, like, in their areas, it's just, like, it's not unrealistic. Like, if a guy has to go, he'll just whip it out, go, and walk away. Like, it's not quite,
yeah, it's easier to pull out a cup or go behind a bush.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier for guys, right? I should say male-bodied people.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, and I wanted to go back to what you said about the when you first started realizing you were interested. You said it was kind of weird. I think it's interesting, but I wouldn't even say it's weird, because I've talked to so many people and I know my own story, and we have all discovered this from such weird places. It's really funny. A lot of times it comes from movies, TV, YouTube videos. The science behind it, I'd love to know why, you know, the interest hits, but it is really interesting. But don't feel weird about finding a video like that and being interested, because we have all had our weird discoveries.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't see it as weird now, obviously, but it was just definitely more like it's unusual. Like it's different, but it's not
unusual. You're kind of like, what's happening? Why do I like this? Or even in the moment, you don't even realize. I don't know. For me, I didn't realize it was a sexual thing. I was just like, oh, this is really nice to watch, you know? You know?
Yeah. Well, I think like a part of it also is that like, it's kind of the closest thing, like people will get to an orgasm before, like, you know, discovering it on their own. Like releasing a full bladder is like nice, relieving, like every sort of like good feeling that you get from like coming, but it's like three times a day at least.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's just like part of that is that, oh, this is interesting, but you know, this is nice.
Oh, but, I totally agree. You even describing that made me have to go even more.
Yeah.
Oof. So let's see the next. Oh, I wanted to ask this question to the last person, but I forgot. When I say like wedding desperation videos, do you have any specific video that comes to mind that you came across early on, besides YouTube videos and stuff? Are there any, you know, let's say Pornhub or something, is there one specific one or a couple that come to mind of the original ones that you saw that you were like, damn, I'm into this?
Yeah, there was a couple. I remember, I think when X-Tube or something?
Yes.
X-Tube?
The one that got shut down.
The one got shut down. There was like this guy that like, there was like definitely like this like guy who like sort of like filmed like in his basement, like sort of like he was like in a blue shirt, like gray underwear, like, and was standing behind next to a bathroom door, like desperately telling his mate, to his best friend, to open up, and like it just ended up in like, he eventually couldn't hold it and just ended up invisible wedding himself. So, but there's also like sort of another one. This was kind of like a slight, I think like the most prominent I saw of male like desperation and wedding videos. There was like a guy who called with iChannel, essentially, who made these like hot, like sort of like desperation videos. And they're like, I'm actually sort of friends with him a little bit. Like I helped fund like some of his videos and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, because like, and those were like the previews he put out, like when they were on like the clips for sale sites.
Yes,
they're still on there, but like the previews, it was like they were so hot, and it was just like, it sort of appealed to me. It's kind of, definitely sort of almost like a like I don't know, it was enticing, but like because I didn't know how to like get the videos on my own. It's just like for years it was like a sort of like forbidden fruit of sorts. Like I can just almost, I still got off of them.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing. I was the same way with those, because for a while I didn't buy them or know how to buy them. I found them on Tumblr, and I even remember the intro video, like the sound it made when it started. But yeah, the trailers or the teasers or whatever, they were really good. I always wanted more, of course, but I remember doing the same exact thing, just watching the
preview. Yeah, so that was like probably, those were the videos that essentially like sort of were the most prominent that come to mind, because there were like several other like amateurish videos, like they range in quality, but those ones are definitely like it fueled a fire.
Oh, for sure. No, I definitely was into those videos as well, and I never bought them. I just watched those trailers. They would come up all the time, and I'd be like, damn, I wish I could watch this whole thing, because it would skip to like, they would start to wet, and then it would skip to the very end where they had already wet, and I'd be like, oh, I want to buy this. Are they still making videos?
Oh yeah, they still are making videos. Like they're still going at it.
I'm gonna have to reach out to them, because I don't know if you know, but
I'm not only one of my projects is I'm making this website that it's going to have a forum. It's going to kind of be like Wet Pants Boy, Poopy Life, and Omarashi.org all in one. And I'm trying to get the videos on there to be just high quality ones, like not just amateur everyone uploads. I'm trying to make them all be, you know, just a nice camera, a nice skit, a nice script, a nice setup. So I have like 6 or 7 of those already from various people I've reached out to. Tony DiNozzo has made me 3 already. I don't know if you know who that is.
Wow.
Do you know who Tony is?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've definitely seen him a couple times for sure. I saw like your video with him. It was definitely hot. But like, I've heard of him before.
Yeah, he's not even like really into it that much, but he's always been, he made 1 year ago, and ever since the community has been like, Tony, make more. So I got some from him, but I'm going to have to reach out to iChannel because I bet you I can get some videos from them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I think like as a platform that's like, because like he mentioned before, Clips for Sale is not like the best. Sort of like, because it takes, like you said, it takes, for him at least, it takes a little bit more than he's comfortable out of like the sales, like it charges more, so it's just like,
right,
no,
yeah, so I maybe want my content we can creators to not have to lose that much money when they sell their stuff.
Yeah,
I'm definitely gonna reach out to them though to see if they would take any custom requests or anything like that, or allow me to post one of their videos on the site. It will be, by the way, for everyone listening as well, artofdesperation.com. Right now it's under construction, but it's going to be a forum, just kind of a community itself, and it's going to have premium videos so that they won't be, you know, just random 7-second videos of people in their basement. It's going to be all high quality, all done with a nice camera.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I just wanted to have a kind of a premium website that, you know, offers really, really nicely filmed videos. Because it is the art of desperation. So I wanted it to be, you know, really kind of showcasing what desperation is and what can be.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
I'm excited too.
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to check it out. It's going to be really great, and I hope that people will utilize the forum and everything like that. It will be free to view. I was still deciding if I wanted it to be subscription-based to get into the website, or if it should be free, and then you just can buy the videos from the creators themselves. I decided on that so that the forum could be free and the chat can be free so that everyone in the community can talk amongst themselves together for free.
Yeah.
So let's see, what was the next thing I wanted to ask? Oh, how's your bladder doing?
It's getting fuller, and it doesn't help that, like, in my vision, like the sprinklers turned on. So.
Oh, it's perfect. That is perfect. It did it just for you.
For me, yeah.
So I think I know the answer to this, but just for everyone listening as well. Do you just watch the videos, or do you wet yourself?
It depends. Honestly, I'm not exactly much. Well, like, I don't know. Like, I like wetting, like, once in a while, but, like, I'm more of a person of, like, just barely making it.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
A guy goes in his pants, like, decent amount, but like still has a lot left inside of him and just releases it on the toilet.
Yeah.
I remember that, doing that once in a hold with a online friend. That was like sort of like hot, like just like, oh fuck, there's like, it's coming out. Like, I legit have like no time, and like it went everywhere. And that was like, for me, that was like probably the best, probably one of the hottest ones.
Gotcha. So you're, yeah, because there's a whole spectrum of kind of what people are into in this community, and that's why I was interested in that. Because, you know, you have people who like accidental wetting, you have people who like desperation, you have people who like
intentionally
just pissing in toilets, just, you know, without desperation. You have people who, like, it's just a whole, you know, there's a whole world within the community. So I was interested in just what you are specifically into. So you do, are you a big fan of, like, physical and verbal desperation?
Oh, yes, for sure. I like it when, like, a guy is, like, clearly desperate, like, just sort of, like, on the verge. Like, he does, like, it's maybe, like, slightly shameful to him, like having to go. But it's, like, he's, like, like, just dancing around, crossing his legs, like, grabbing his crotch a lot. Like, just won't let go and just, like, moaning, like almost like you, like, I don't know, like going into labor or something, but like it's like piss, so it's just like it's hot. Like, for me, it's like hot in that, just seeing like an absolute, and not even just that, like in combining with other things, like say if he's waiting for like the bathroom, like, or in a long line for it, like, it's even better.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah,
there needs to be more of that content too.
Yeah, well, the problem is almost every single guy that wants to do it is somewhere else around the world. So.
That's very true. We need to have like a festival of sorts or an event.
Yeah,
where we all meet together in some epicenter of desperation.
Oh, yeah.
It's virtually, it's not as fun.
Yeah, well, virtually it's like, yeah, no.
It would be cool to have a meetup. I'm sure there are meetups in places, but it would be cool to have a giant meetup at, like, I don't know, Central Park, you know, and have hundreds of people who just have been holding for hours. That would be so cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Maybe it'll happen one day. I don't know.
One day.
Require a lot of planning, so. But that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So you said that you liked the just almost making it and then getting to a toilet, though. So kind of that genuine rush to the bathroom, that urgency.
Yeah, pretty much that urgency of just, like, because it's kind of almost the best, because it's almost kind of the best of, like, both worlds, essentially. Like, you wet your pants, like, you still wet your pants or whatever you were wearing, but you still, like, sort of made it in the toilet. Like it's just, like a middle balance, essentially.
Yeah, and there's less of a cleanup, and you get the desperation, you get the actual going, you get the little bit of wetting, the leaking, you get the embarrassment, you get the...
Yeah.
You get all of that. I agree with you. I think that's excellent. I mean, I do prefer, I think, complete wetting, but now that I'm thinking about it, a lot of the content creators that I like do that, where they almost make it and they're able to undo their pants, you know, after they've leaked a little bit. And that does show, I think I like that because it shows it's genuine to me. It really, really forecasts that genuine, because a lot of the times the issues with these videos that I'm trying to find or that I'm coming across, they don't seem genuine. And, you know, nothing against creators that aren't genuine, whatever, if they want to make skits or, you know, if they're filming to create something to look genuine, that's fine. But a lot of us are looking for genuine. I mean, I'm not going to speak for you, but...
Well, no, I am looking for genuine. I don't mind either, but it's just like genuine is definitely more preferable.
Yeah, just, I mean, for so many reasons, obviously.
But yeah.
That's why... When I make my videos, I'm trying to be super authentic and actually genuinely desperate, and like I am right now. I don't know. That's why I do what I do, because it's real and because I know that people appreciate that. And so, I mean, I'm not going to just film a video if I don't have to go, you know?
Yeah.
So what is I'm curious, what drink makes you have to go the most?
Huh, I don't know, because it's just like...
Or what are you drinking now, I should say?
Just water, essentially. But that can only go so far. Like, there was like a time where it was like, oh, if I make a cup of coffee and then like drink a good much, I would have to go. But I think it was more the caffeine pushing on my bladder more than like a genuine desperation, because then like it was only like half bladder filled, but like the urgency to really go.
Yeah, the diuretic. Yeah, it does that to me too. I noticed that if I have to go really bad from coffee, after I go, I'm confused as to why it was so little, like such a little amount. You know, it's like it feels like you're super full and you have to go so bad, and then you let it out and
it's like 5 seconds.
Yeah. And that doesn't make for a good video. So I've had to kind of figure that out and figure out what worked for me best, because coffee definitely, it doesn't make for a good video, really, especially a wedding video.
Yeah, no.
So either water is good, but beer and alcohol, for sure.
Yeah,
I can see. Especially if you want to get just a lot in a small period of time, it ends up being like basically water coming out.
Yeah.
Like super clear. So I hope this doesn't make you uncomfortable. I was just curious. You only watch men? Is that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've looked into the women's like stuff. Like, I would say like I'm turned on, but like it's like only like at the, oh, she's desperate. Like, imagine if I applied that to a guy, like it'd be great. But it's just like, the ladies, I'm sorry, like, I know if it just doesn't do it for me. Like, and there's so many of them. Like, I don't know, like, how much can you realistically see? Like, unless if it's like, again, custom videos to like, oh, this particular outfit or scenario, like, how much, like, realistically of like women with almost similar anatomy just like going in their pants? Like, I don't know. It's just like, it's oversaturated.
And the past couple of people I've talked to, everyone has their different opinions on that. And there's even some people I talk to who are attracted to women, but they like watching both when it comes to wedding videos, or, you know, vice versa. And I guess it just, you know, really comes down to how the spectrum is very large and people like different things. So most of women's desperation videos are a certain way or a certain structure, and if you're not into that, you're just not into that.
Yeah.
But I also noticed, I mean, I'm sure everyone has, but besides lately on Twitter, it is hard to find the genuine desperation of like female videos. A lot of them are produced by a studio, and they don't feel as real to me.
Yeah.
So ladies, if you're listening and you like pissing yourself, start making content.
Yeah.
I definitely would like to see more of that. Of course, you know, I'm not going to speak for everyone. I'm seeing plenty of great videos, but definitely a lot of them are a little overproduced, in my opinion.
Yeah, like they rented out a whole soundstage for this.
Yeah, yeah.
Whole production.
Exactly, and it really is. Like, most of them are, and that's fine, but I'd like to see some more just, you know, amateur recording and stuff like that. So, what was the next thing? Let's see. Oh, if you had to create an ideal video or an ideal scenario for a guy, I guess, in your case.
Yeah.
What would it be?
Honestly, it's just again, it's just like just sort of like a guy like just like drive having, like he has to, and then hits him, like he has to go like a few minutes stuck in traffic, and like it gets worse, and when he does find the bathroom, there's like a line of men waiting to go to the bathroom, and he's like, at this point, he's like visibly desperate in every sort of thing. And it's just sort of like, for me, that's probably would be my ideal scenarios. Second closest would be like, well, like, I don't know. And every sort of like, I don't know, like changing settings is like, for me, that's the ideal scenario. It's just more or less change whatever setting and or outfit.
Okay.
That I want them to wear. Like, I don't know. It could be like a boarding school, like an all guys boarding school. And like, there's one guy that's the piss, like, hey, Kike's so bad. He's in like a schoolboy uniform, but like, oh no, like, other, so do everyone else.
Yeah.
Like,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you, have you ever, I'm just interested in this as well, because the last guest I talked to was really into it. Do you ever read Omurashi? Like,
oh, yes.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, that was also the other informative period in my life when Tumblr did not ban their content, did not say for work content. There was like, I wouldn't say thriving community, but there was like definitely several people that were into Omurashi and just sort of like made a bunch of, like, it could range from writing stories to drawing art, or like just making like a couple like amateur videos in that. But like, there was like
Tumblr a lot was of the place for sure.
It was, and then it shut down, and it's like
rest in peace to old Tumblr.
Rest in peace. But it's just more like, I know like at least one prominent like writing like creator, his name was, well, his username was as Literary P Relief.
Yes, I know exactly who that is, and I definitely follow them, and I believe they follow me back, actually.
Nice. Yeah, like sometime, like, I'm like sort of friends with him where occasionally, like, we used to be able to do semi-regular holds, and then life happened, and so only once in a while.
Yeah, but like, he's been
around. Yeah,
I know nothing about them besides, you know, the content that they used to post on Tumblr, but I saw they followed me back on Twitter recently, and I was super excited about that. So you know who they are, or like, you know more about them than I do.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you used to actually talk to them and stuff?
Yeah. Very cool.
Do they still write, do you know?
They just haven't had the time to write. Honestly, like, they're so busy with their stuff. I'm not gonna say what it is, but what they're doing, but like, they but like, in a broad stroke, they moved. It's like, and then like, they are busy with their job, so it's like, they would want to write, but they can't.
Oh, I feel that. I understand. I have so much I want to do, but my life is in the way.
Like, I could
do this. What's that?
Go on, sorry.
I was just going to say, I want to do this full time so much, but it's like, I want to quit my job so I can do this full time. I could podcast, make content, and restart up my studio where I help others make content, but I'm just not making enough yet to quit my job. But that's the goal.
Yeah. That is the goal, but, you know, like, I can there, like, it would be nice if we could have to make the time for that, but it was just like, I can barely get out a 5-minute hold from him, so, or at least like, I, or me doing the holding and him just like taking control,
yeah,
like in whatever scenario we want. But that's kind of about it.
Yeah, it's been really hard for everybody. I think I've been so busy and, you know, trying to have meetings and schedules and with other people, and just like us, how we, you know, we started recording late. Both of us were late. Everyone's just life right now.
Yeah.
What are you at now? Are you still an 8?
Yeah, I'm 8. It's like getting to a 9. Like,
getting to a 9. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm in about a 9. I'm hanging in there. It's been a while since I've gone last. Like I said, this is my morning. I haven't. I woke up and I haven't gone yet.
So. Yeah, I haven't pissed either. Didn't do my morning piss.
Yeah, that's the strongest one for me. So I am struggling a lot. Just trying to stay distracted with this conversation.
Yeah.
Next thing I wanted to ask you, what do you think with the community? Now, this is just everything in general. I'm talking websites, content,
genres, etc. Is there anything that's lacking? Like, what would you like to see more of, or what do you wish was accessible, or anything like that?
Like, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, as much as we, I think what we're lacking a little bit most is just, like, you know, the production value in a lot of this, in a lot of, like, desperation videos. Like, as much as we were, like, discussing and almost, like, shit-talking, like, studios producing, like, women desperation films, like, you know, I kind of wish that there was just more men. There was, like, even one studio that had, like, a male sort of dissimilar quality. Like, just add more. Just more, essentially.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm trying to do. I need to find... I don't have the funds for it, and I don't... Yeah. I've been wanting to kind of create a fundraiser, but I don't want to ask people for money. So, it's kind of like... That's where I'm stuck right now. But I do want to... I have the business license. I'm ready to go. I need to find people. I need to find the funds. So that's something I want to do. And just to clarify, when I was saying the production, how the overly produced part of female Omurashi, I guess I just meant that there are better actors out there than the ones that are very commonly seen on
porn
and stuff like that. So I am not against the whole studio production type of video. I definitely love that. I definitely love, like, for instance, Tony's videos. He uses a very nice camera. You know, it's on a tripod. He has a script. He's a good actor, and he actually has to go when he does it. That's the type of stuff I want to see. I think that once I have the funds to do this, I want to be able to have men and women be able to have videos online that are not only produced with a nice camera, but they aren't a script that is so, I guess, just stupid.
Lacking in a lot. A lot. Like, yeah, like, they just, like, they obviously chose this woman because she's hot and she needed the money, but she doesn't really get into the role. And she's just sort of like, okay, I guess I'll just piss myself now.
Bingo. That's exactly it. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like, yeah, sure, she needed the money, and she you know, found a gig, and sure, I would do it too. But I think we need someone, or I'm going to try to do it, but we need something that is...
Higher quality.
Higher quality, like, and focused on, you know, because I don't want to assume all of them, but a lot of the videos that we're talking about with the female production, I think that those people are not specifically... desperation wedding actresses. I think that they take gigs.
Yeah.
So they're not, you know, I want to make a studio where people who are passionate about this stuff and they want to make videos, and it's obvious that they're passionate about it, and that it's obvious that they're into it.
Yeah.
Because I want to see it, and I wanted to see it for too long, men and women. So that's why I'm trying to do it. So That's where I'm working on it. I just got to get the funding, and then we'll get there.
One day.
What was the next question? Let's see. Damn, I have to get really bad now.
Yeah.
I am getting there. I'd say a 9.2.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Okay. So if you were, how do I word this? If I were to record a video in the next week or so, what would you want? Do you have a suggestion for me?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I don't know. Like, what you're doing is pretty good, but, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, a lot of it is just, like, you're doing good as it is. I just think, like, a lot of the things that sort of, like, I don't know, I guess if I wanted you to do it, it's just more or less tailored to my specific interests than it is, like, as a general, here's how you can improve video quality or anything.
I'm interested, like, to hear your thoughts.
like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, just, like, slightly more variety, like, I don't know, like, just something where it's, like, slightly more variety in the weddings, like, you know, like, have, like, you know, like, I've, like, maybe make just, like, one or two videos of, like, where, like, yeah, like, sort of, like, what we talked about before, like, barely making it, or, like, I don't know, if you, like, if you have, like, another guy on hand, like, I don't know, like a pissing contest of sorts,
yeah,
or just, okay, like, going together, like, that's, I think, pretty odd. Like, obviously, you can still have the majority of it be still, like, full-on wetting your pants, but, like, I don't know, like, have a little variety in there.
Yeah. No, I appreciate the feedback. I'm always looking for feedback and suggestions, just because I'm trying to, I mean, yesterday, I spent almost an hour and a half looking for ideas for prompts and just ideas for videos. And I couldn't find much. I asked some people, I tweeted about it, I went on some forums. But I'm just trying to find stuff that is maybe has not been done before or needs to be done more.
Yeah.
Another thing is when I get custom video requests or even just suggestions, it's only happened a few times where people are like, well, we want you to do this. So, you know, let's see. Here's an example. Someone wanted me to do a custom wedding outside on like a front porch. So they actually not only paid me for the custom, but sent me a $60 Airbnb gift card so that I could find a nice house setting.
Oh, wow.
And that's another thing I want to start doing is I have so many options of Airbnbs around here where I am, where I'm at. And that would make a bigger variety too, because all of my videos would have new locations and new scenery.
Yeah. So
it's, you know, again, it's just the funding and being able to do this, and I need to get a new camera and yada, yada. But
of course, no one ever said this was cheap. So
what's that?
No one ever said it was cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not. And it takes a lot of time, a lot of cleanup, and I still get messages that are like, you know, you haven't posted in 2 days, so I'm unsubscribing. And I'm like, damn, dude. I'm trying my best. Thank you, though.
Dude, like, yeah, like, you, like, farmed, like, you had so many videos pre-planned. It was already just, like, I don't know. Like, you, it's not like, they are, like, you haven't posted in 5 minutes since your last post. I'm unsubscribing and blocking you. Like, really?
You would be surprised how many people have done that. I mean, someone requested a custom video. I won't say their username, but someone requested a custom video a few weeks ago, and I told them it would take 4 to 5 days because I was busy and I had family in town. And on the fifth day, I went to message them and said, "Hey, I was going to say, hey, I need one more day. I hope it's okay." I went to message them, and they had already sent a message that said, "Thanks for scamming me," and they blocked me. And they said they were going to tell everyone I'm a scammer, and I was like, I was like, I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to, you know, let this ruin my day or be angry about it. But, I mean, come on, you know?
Yeah, come on.
I'm not a scammer. I'm just doing my best with, you know, handling my own life, handling my own job, my own stress, like everyone has, but also trying to, you know, make videos, which entails hours of holding first to make sure it's genuine. You know, finding locations, you know, I put a lot into it. As time goes on, I'll have more and more, better and better content. I already have 3 pre-recorded right now with, I don't know if he said it, I could say his name yet. Well, I have a collab coming up with someone on Twitter who has a pretty decent amount of followers, actually. We're doing a virtual, desperation collab, so that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So yeah, to anyone listening, I have, you know, just because I haven't posted in 2 days doesn't mean that I'm a scammer. It doesn't mean that I'm not, I don't know, I just wanted to get that out there that,
yeah, I guess appreciate, be transparent about it.
Yeah, the transparency. Yeah, I appreciate so much everyone who supports and subscribes and, you know, tweets at me and shares my content. Appreciate all of it so much. And it hurts a little when I'm called a scammer, or, you know, people say they're gonna unsubscribe if I don't post more than, you know, if I don't post often. But I don't know. I'm doing this in order to eventually have this production studio and be able to continue to, you know, I'll get a better camera, hire other people to make videos. And I really want this community to have quality videos, and that's what I'm trying to do. So, you know, sue me if I'm trying to make money to do it.
Yeah.
So that is where I'm at. I have so many projects that I want to do, and it's just about the funding. So, oh, and then while we're talking about money, and I'm being shameless here, there is an option. If you're listening to this on the Anchor link, there's an option to donate 99 cents a month or $4.99 a month or something like that. I know that you guys probably have or you can't afford it right now, but I just wanted to throw it out there. That does help as well to go toward my videos. So if you can't, it's all good too, because there's been more times than not in my life where I wouldn't be able to do it either.
Yeah.
Just letting you guys know, there is a donation button where you can donate 99 cents a month.
Yeah. But it's like, you don't have to, if you can't afford it, don't feel obligated to it, but it would help out nice if you can.
Right. Like, please don't feel obligated, just because the reason I started doing this in the first place is because I was at a point where I wouldn't have been able to donate. Totally get it. Never feel obligated to anybody.
Don't do the thing where it's like, if someone is donating, like, oh, this is gonna be my last donation for like a while. Like, don't feel obligated to that.
Yes.
Like, come and go, like, as you please. Like, for it's sure. Understandable. We're not for gonna sure. be like hold you against it.
I love everybody. You guys are great. I appreciate. I'm so grateful, so thankful for everyone, and just stay tuned for more content, because it's definitely coming. That's not. I didn't want to make this one too long.
How you feeling? I'm getting there. It's like I'm feeling it. Like, I haven't, like, I'm holding my crotch right now. It's like I can definitely feel it being a little bit wet.
Already. Oh, you have some leakage?
Yeah, a little leakage.
Oh, I've had leakage for about 20 minutes now. Did you want to use the full bladder? You said you wanted to maybe make a video later. Did you want to reserve that for that?
Perhaps.
Hey, I think we would all agree that we support that.
Yeah.
Because I definitely do. If you want to use it to make a video, you better use it to make a video then.
Yeah.
I will be posting a video after I post this. Once this podcast goes live, I will post a video of wetting from the bladder that is full right now. And I will post that. If you're listening to this, I will tie in the video that comes after this podcast. But as for, is there anything else to talk about or say or ask or anything like that?
I guess talking a little bit more about like where some of like your favorite like wedding scenarios for yourself, like
good question.
I have a few for me. I'll let you go first.
For me, I would say I like pretty much any situation where it's being verbally announced, you know, who is actually saying, like, and you can tell it's genuine. It's not just, oh, I have to go. It's when it's very, that's what creates that connection to the genuine part to me, is when it's very, very obvious. So I guess you could say I'm just into, as much as I love wedding, I mean, I definitely am. Desperation is where it's at to me. And that is the part that just, if it's really good desperation, it's in a good setting, the lighting is good. It's across the board. You know, I can like a video of a guy standing in line who has to go, standing in line for a bathroom. But I can just as much like, you know, someone sitting on their back porch reading a book, and they're just crapping their crotch, and you know they won't get up because they're like, oh, I don't feel like getting up, but I gotta go, and it feels good, you know. So I guess I'm just pretty, and when it comes to desperation, but it just has to be hot and genuine, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I'm of like the same sort of similar thing, essentially. Like, as long as it's like genuine, genuine desperation, I think it's like good. Like, it could be like a person's on their own and they see a line, or a group of guys hanging out and they have to go. Like,
yeah,
as long as it's genuine, it'd be great.
Yeah, and we need more of that.
Yeah,
people need to be more genuine, and I would love to see people starting to make more videos for sure. So I can't, where I'm at right now, I cannot wet, but I have to go.
Yeah.
So if you have anything else you want to talk about, I'm down for it. But as soon as we're done.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say I'm at about a 9.6 right now.
Oh, damn.
It's starting to get up, if it's going to get better or worse, but I got to go.
Yeah, no, I feel it. I guess, like, just, like, one last thing, like, to add on it, like, if, like, you were to make, like, what are some, like, little things that you would want to include, like, in, like, your ideal scenario? Like, I don't know, like, people are, like, you know, like, myself included, like, oh, wearing this specific outfit. Like, is there anything that, like, you like wearing, or like seeing other people making desperation videos wear that are like, that's like adds to it?
Yeah. And I'm, of course, it's pretty basic. I like a good, you know, light khaki pants or gray sweatpants. So as long as it's a nicely done one, I do like, you know, coming home from work, you know, and like a business meeting, suit and wetting the suit. It's not even that I'm into like men wearing suits. It just has to do with, it creates that story, you know.
Yeah,
like you come in, you got the briefcase and the tie, and you're rushing to, you know, take your, like, shoes off.
Yeah, just
that type
go of like businessman held up in the office for so long, and just like, or in a big meeting, it's just like, yeah, that's like, for me, that's very hot as well.
So
are just, oh,
I'm a basic, just as long as you could see it. So I do like the khaki pants, you can see it pretty well, and gray sweatpants, of course.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, I just thought of this. I like sometimes when people wear like basketball shorts or soccer shorts. Like, when, even if you don't see it, I like when you could see it coming down their legs.
Oh yeah, like that is like, for me, that's like one of the better, that's like definite like top five. Like, any outfit with a shorts on, like, I don't know, like, I just like it better than the pants. Because it's like, you get to see the person's long legs and the piss going down it. Like, as much as like visible stainage on the pants, like, I don't know, there's just something a little different, but like hot when it's like through shorts.
Yeah, actually, yeah, public service announcement, I just realized, I think I do like the visible. I would rather see it on someone's leg than, if I had to choose between visible someone going down someone's leg and it being a like a wet spot on pants, I think I would rather see it going down someone's leg.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I just, like, realized that.
Yeah. Like, I think, like, because you have a couple videos on there where it's like clearly going, like, the one, the more recent one where you and a friend were in a parking garage doing it. That was, like, one of the hottest ones, I would think.
Thank you.
Like, I don't know, maybe because it's, like, the shorts. Because, like, I'm a big, like, person who, like, turns on the short. Like, any outfit, as long as it's there's shorts in it. And maybe, like, socks, like white socks in there. Mm-hmm. Like it's weird that, as much as I not like, I'm more or less, it feels like, for me, my interest is like basically the stuff that you would see in like the female, like like desperation videos.
Yeah.
Catered to that, but just on men and like, but not like, but like changed up a bit.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I like that. That's, I'm actually going to write that down. I'm trying to kind of create a list here of just ideas and scenarios and just different things to tweak. I'm glad you liked that video though from the parking garage, because that was a time to record that one. That was he was so frustrated the entire time, and he's just a straight dude. He's not even really into it
He doesn't know. He just needed money.
Basically, he's into it, but he doesn't even know about like anything online or the community. He's never watched any videos.
Yeah.
So he was so like frustrated with me, and just, I don't know. It was very exciting to film, and it was fun. And he said he'll do it again. So patient.
Yeah.
So that'll be exciting. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that video, because you can get set up and get him to do it because he was afraid and embarrassed and nervous. But I guess that's all in good fun.
Yeah, of course.
Enjoyed it though. He told me after he was gonna get caught or something by somebody.
I mean, yeah, there's always the fear of that, but you know, aside from it, it's like, it is pretty hot.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I was so glad that he actually, and I was really, really, really excited to share that one with you guys. I gotta go really bad, so gonna have to cut this call soon.
It's fine.
Because I didn't realize how bad I had to go. See, can't even, I'm getting bladder brain. Oof. I just, like, moved a little bit to see if I can get up. And it's so bad.
Oh, Lord. Well, and make for an interesting video.
Yeah, the wet spot is visible, so I will definitely make a video right after this, if I can get the camera set up in time.
Yeah.
Damn. I shouldn't have moved. It went from like a 9 point, I don't know, I'm at like a 9.9.
Oh, damn.
It's like, I'm in a wave right now, so the wave might go away, but definitely want to get the camera set up and everything for this video.
But,
if there's anything else you wanted to ask or anything. And if not, I wanted to say, I appreciate, God, I gotta go. It hit me so fast. I appreciate you coming on to the show. I appreciate you giving me an hour of your time. I appreciate the conversation, and, always feel free to, you know, come back on the show. I'd love to have you again.
I would love to be back for sure.
Come back. We'll have a holding contest where
we start the
recording when we are both at a 10 and see how long we can hold it or something.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You want to go on? I'll have it. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Been a pleasure talking with you too.
God, I gotta go. So bad. It hit me so if you want to just give yourself a little shout out, feel free to have that time of, and give you like 10 seconds or so.
Okay. So you can all follow me on like that one guy is pissing like on Twitter. That's just about it. I would have advertised a Tumblr blog if it was still a thing.
Honestly. Rest in peace, Tumblr.
Rest in peace.
And I will I will tag your I'll put your Twitter name in the description of the podcast, if that's okay. That people can follow you. And I guess as the last thing, do you, just for the listeners, do you post content? Like, why should they follow you?
Like, occasionally, like, I don't know. The videos I record for myself for my friend, pretty much. So I might send it to you, but like, I'm just like, I'm a private person. Like, I don't want, like, I don't know. There's still shame in me of like being recognized.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, I'm just like, especially because the stuff I'm wearing in a lot of this stuff is like cater to my kinks as well, but it's like, it's so like obvious, like if you saw that me like in person, it's like, oh, it's that guy. It's like, I don't know.
No, I get it. It took me a long time to reveal what I've revealed. But yeah, so give him a follow. I know that you have a lot of good stuff in your retweets and likes anyway, so you're worth a follow, even if people see much of your videos. I know that you have good content on there just from liking stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I might post desperation stories, maybe. We'll see. I have a few stored up, but we'll see.
Hey, that'd be awesome. I'm also looking for stories to add to the website I'm creating. So if you ever want to submit any, I'll put it on the website.
Or maybe even like also a commission kind of thing. If like $5 or $10, like write a story, short story or a long story.
For sure. Hey, we can do that.
Yeah.
So if you're, message me about that too, if you're interested. Mm-hmm. I got to fucking go.
Yeah, go, man.
Because if I piss myself, one, I'll be pissed because I'm sitting in my car. And two,
yeah, me too.
I want to make a video, so I want to get to the camera and set it up. Yeah. Got to go. It's been a pleasure talking to you, man. I will talk to you on Twitter, I'm sure, at some point soon. The video, this episode, I'm not sure when it'll be posted, but I'm sure you'll see my. But I hope that, I got to go. I hope that you have a good rest of your day. I hope you make a great video with your current full bladder. And again, I appreciate your time.
Of course, man. Anytime. Thank you for having me on here.
Oh, of course. Anytime. It was a fun time. All right, man. Have a good one.
You too.